Boston University women's basketball wins its fourth home game this year. This one, a 64-53 triumph over Lemoyne. We're now joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Melissa Graves. Coach, your overall thoughts on how you felt your team performed today?
Yeah, I think offensively, if you take away, you know, the turnovers, which are continuously we're trying to work on, I thought offensively to have 22 assists on 25 made baskets was really, really effective. I thought we shared the ball well. We moved the ball against the zone. We really had to prep this past week. We knew Lemoyne would probably play a good amount of zone, which we haven't faced a ton this year. So just executing against that for the first time in a while, I was really happy with. I think on the defensive side, we could have had a much better effort in what we're trying to focus on and what we're trying to accomplish.
What goes into that Chris ball movement? What are some of those qualities that you want to see out on the floor that leads into opportunities?
You know, we are continually trying to push pace, whether that's against man or zone. We're trying to get primary reads if we can first, and especially post touches to Kay, to Aneta, and I thought gave some good minutes today. And then we're trying to have a flow into kind of a secondary offense or a zone offense. And I thought, like Soph, I thought did a phenomenal job today as far as like the pace and flow into zone, which sometimes creates some stagnant movement for us. It's sometimes hard for us to flow into that, and today I thought she did a really good job. We were able to shift the zone, move it to multiple sides of the floor, get inside out touches, and I thought that helped a lot. We moved the ball quickly at times. You know, at times it was a little stagnant, we kept it on one side, but most of the game I thought we did a good job executing that.
How did you feel your team responded in the fourth quarter? Outscored them 13-8 when the Dolphins had an 18-7 advantage in the third.
You know, I thought we came out from, you know, not having a great start in the second half, and we kind of regrouped. I called a timeout. We had some different substitutions. We changed back and forth from man and zone, and we did a good job in our zone, I thought. But kind of just regrouping and talking about that we needed to get stops. I thought it was a great fourth quarter. We held them 1-for-8 from the field, and those are stops that we really need to get. I thought we could have fouled a little bit less in that fourth quarter, especially when we had subbed, but you know, we found a way to get it done. We turned it over a little bit less at the end of that quarter, and we took care of the ball when we needed to. But again, I thought this was another game that was a close game, but we found a way to get it done and execute.
15 points from Alex Giannaros, another double-double from Caitlin Weimer. 11 points from Audrey Erickson on a trio of threes. How have you seen her three-point shot develop in these last two games included?
Yeah, I think with Audrey, it's just been the confidence piece, you know. She's becoming really confident, and she's playing the three and the four. So knowing multiple positions, knowing where her shots are going to come from. Again, a lot of those are coming from inside out, from our post players. So she's someone who works so hard. She's one of our hardest workers. She's in the gym all the time. So I think preparation and the confidence piece with her seeing a couple go down has been really good for her.
What are your overall expectations and what you want to see from your team as you begin a two-game swing out in Colorado to face Northern Colorado and the University of Colorado?
You know, I definitely want to see improvement from game to game, which we have seen. I think offensively, we're really starting to come together. Again, we're 6 freshmen, 2 transfers, so I knew it was going to take a while to gel there on the offensive end, but I really think we're coming together there. I think the expectation to continue to improve defensively is where I think we can see the biggest improvement, and I want to go out there and I want to compete, and I think we have 2 really good opportunities to do that, and, you know, spend some time together on the road and bond as a team as well.